Pat Steinberg, Bruce Dobigan, along with you on the big show this afternoon. Let's go down the Subway Restaurants Fresh Tank Hotline and welcome in one of the newest members of the Calgary Flames organization. He is their brand new scouting director. His name is Todd Woodcroft, and he joins us down the Subway Restaurants Fresh Tank Hotline right now. Todd, appreciate this. How are you today?
Not too bad. How are you guys doing?
Doing very well. And I guess just your impressions of joining a brand new organization.
Well, I don't know if it's a brand new organization. I mean, it's got a pretty good history, and I think just myself, I'm happy to come in and hopefully play a part with the team and contribute.
How did this all come about? Like, how did this end up? You were with the Kings, and now you're with the Flames.
Yeah, I lived in Europe for the past 4 years for the Kings, and wanted to be able to have a chance to still live in North America. So I think going through the interview process with the management, I just think maybe the stuff that I offered was something that was appealing to Jay Feaster and John Weisbrod, and I think probably a little bit of my youth and enthusiasm and coupled with some experience, I think, was something that attracted them to me.
Is this a big opportunity for you in terms of, you know, the responsibilities? Is it a big step up, or is it a lateral move? How do you look at it?
I mean, I think any time you have a chance to work for an NHL team and stay in the league and be with a first-class organization, it's a great responsibility. I think anybody working in any capacity with a team has a great responsibility. For myself, it's obviously something where I'm able to blend the European experience I have with some North American experience I have too. So I think just the ability to bring those all together and work alongside Todd Button and the rest of the scouts is, it's a great move for me personally, obviously, but hopefully I'll be able to bring that to the Flames too.
Todd Woodcroft's with us, a brand new scouting director of the Calgary Flames. Okay, you mentioned that kind of bringing the European and the North American operations together. It's something the Calgary Flames mentioned in the news release yesterday when they announced your hiring. What is your background in European scouting, and I guess how come it's that the track record is as strong as it is?
Well, I think that my scouting history, I was in coaching for a long time. I was with the Wild in the Capitals, and then with the Capitals, I took an amateur scouting job where I had a big part of Western Canada and Western North America, so I'm familiar with the leagues out there and worked with them for a long time, and then I had the chance with the Kings to go to Europe and work with them as the sole guy in Europe for a couple of years, and that opportunity came about because I was actually in the KHL too for a year as an assistant general manager and director of player personnel for Dynamo Minsk, and was able to get some contacts and get especially deep into Russia and the KHL and some of those places where a lot of North American guys hadn't been living. A lot of North American guys had been able to go to tournaments and been able to see games, but I was at least able to have some experience with the culture and language and making contacts, which especially for Russian players and some of those Eastern European teams, mm-hmm. you need to be able to have contacts to get information. So after that, I was with the Kings for 4 years, and the greatest experience for me was winning a cup with them and having some ability to contribute with them too. So I think when I came back and was looking for something, I think that might have been a reason that Jay Feaster and John Weisbrod probably came to me.
That KHL experience, and you were there, you were living there, and in Belarus.
Yeah.
I mean, you get an opportunity to travel to every single team and so on and so forth. Tell us about that experience.
Well, if you've never been to Russia, I mean, it's a completely 180 degrees different from what we're used to here. And that's not a negative comment on the KHL or even Russia, as in Belarus where I live. Like it's a little bit different. The emphasis we maybe place on personal relationships and friendliness and being able to talk to people and get to know the players as people, it wasn't the same there. It's a little more some old-school Soviet ideas or what happens in a lot of the teams. So when I went there, I tried to bring some of that North American attitude to the team I was with. And I think it worked pretty good. We had a lot of North American players that year, and we were building a brand new arena, and now the team is it's doing really well, and they sell out, and they do real well. But as a whole, traveling there, I mean, I wish I could write a book. And there's a lot of funny things, obviously, that happened, and it's something I'll never forget. It was great. It was a great experience. Great people I met. I was able to meet people all the way from Khabarovsk all the way through to Minsk, and it's something I wouldn't never want to change, that experience.
The hockey's so different. I wonder not so different, but there are some differences in the hockey. From a scouting perspective, how does that change how you watch players and pick certain tendencies up?
That's a great question, because a lot of people don't think about that. When you go to different leagues, there's different styles, there's different coaching trends, there's ways that you have to look at amateur players and established pro players inside those leagues. So if you're looking at bringing over a pro player that's established in the KHL or in any of those pros leagues, Sweden and Finland, you're trying to see how they would be able to contribute to your team in the now. And when you're looking at amateur players for the draft, you're really struggling because a lot of those guys, if they're playing in the high leagues, like if they're young guys playing in the KHL, they don't have a big role. Like Natushkin this year, the kid that was drafted by Dallas. It wasn't until really the end of the year when he had a big role with that team. So it's a hard struggle to try and see where they would fit in. And then you try to compare, especially the young kids, to similar kids playing, whether it's in Red Deer or Brandon or Chicoutimi or whatever. You're trying to see how would that kid fit into a team there. Would he be dominant? Would he be not dominant? So it's a big puzzle. Really, the amateur side of things is a big puzzle, and the pro side of finding players there, too, is an interesting game.
He is Todd Woodcroft, scouting director of the Calgary Flames, and hiring announced yesterday. And Jay Feaster said in his quote that they're looking to bridge North American and European scouting operations. And I know it's early in your time with the team, but how are you going to go about doing that? What specific things are you looking at to do just that?
Well, I think first and foremost on the amateur side, Todd Button and his staff they're doing a great job, and I think I'll be able to learn stuff from him and his staff too. So I think more for me it would be working with some of the European guys that are already over there and being able to bring some of the experience of coaching in North America and working with North American players and to hopefully say, hey, this is where this guy might slide in, and he's comparable to this guy who was here 2 years ago or 3 years ago. So just maybe a little bit of the experience on the North American side and being able to meld that with the Europeans, I think that's the plan.
Right, and that, okay, which is very interesting. And I guess just finally before we let you go, you've had an opportunity to chat with Todd Button and John Weisbrod. Just your overall impression on the Flames organization and what you might be able to bring to it.
I'd say that the absolute first impression I had was after I signed the contract and talked to Jay Feaster, the first thing they said was, tell me about your family, tell me about where you're from, tell me about you as a person. It wasn't really as much about the hockey stuff at that point, and that's something that impresses me very much, because a lot of teams out there, it's only hockey, it's only business, it's not about you as a person. And when you can be welcomed in and have questions about you as a guy and about your history, I think that makes you feel special. And just knowing the class that Jay has and Todd has and John Weisbrod has, it's a pretty good feeling walking into that. And just knowing that you're accepted and you know that you have a chance to contribute and you have a chance to be part of that family, it's great. And just being able to see where this team's going and seeing the prospects and how they drafted this year especially, that's pretty exciting. Some of these guys are pretty good. So for the fans, it's a great look towards the future.
Well, welcome to the organization. I know you're going to be based out of Minnesota, but from afar, we say welcome to Calgary as well. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, and good luck, hey?
Thanks for having me on.
There's Todd Woodcroft, the new scouting director of the Calgary Flames, joining us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline.